John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
If you just got into your car, you missed. We played this tape earlier. Please check out Paul Harvey farting today on the radio. It's right before he says chicken.
Right. Paul Harvey, news and comment.
And now, page four, Smart Balance is celebrating its 10th anniversary. And chicken that lays a good egg has a perfect right to cackle.
That was it. Right before he says the chicken.
Right. And right after he says anniversary.
Listen again.
Paul Harvey, news and comment.
And now, page four, Smart Balance is celebrating its 10th anniversary. And chicken that lays a good egg has a perfect right to cackle. Smart Balance was the first brand ever to avoid trans fatty acids naturally.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Hot as balls, the Don and Mike Show.
Do you care what Leah Remini has to say about Paris Hilton?
Sure.
We're at war. I mean, I'm sick of her. I'm sick of everybody. I could vomit from it, really.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
Somebody give me a C.
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
Hear that again, Leah. Hold on. Let's hear that again. Our friend, Leah Remini.
Yeah. We're at war. I mean, I'm sick of her. I'm sick of everybody. I could vomit from it, really.
Uh-huh. She's not happy about it. She echoes the sentiments of a lot of people.
Yeah. Everybody can suck it.
Here's, oh, my God, the apologist Barbara Walters today on The View. Talking about her exclusive conversations with Paris Hilton.
Does it appear to you that Barbara is getting softer with her old age?
Oh, yeah.
That seems to be the way she's handling everything now.
Yeah, I bet she has that spot on the top of her head like a newborn baby.
Nice and soft.
You know the remark when she said, that's not fair, Mom?
Yeah.
Well, according to her mother, the reason that it happened was that the first time she was sent in, she was able to give them a hug goodbye. This time, when she started to, the officials would not let her. And that's when she said, according to her mother, that's not fair.
Oh.
Mom.
You know, it's almost like Barbara Walters hangs in the social circle of the Hiltons.
Yep.
And she has that entire white glove, wearing pearl mentality.
Sure.
The whole Hamptons thing going.
Right, right.
But she doesn't want to diss the Hiltons.
Yeah, and I think you're seeing a lot more of that now with Barbara Walters. I mean, Barbara Walters for a while, I mean, there was a time, I don't know if you remember this, when Barbara Walters was referred to as the female Mike Wallace because of her tough interviewing
skills. She had a gigantic penis.
And suffered from depression, like Mike Wallace did.
Here's Wanda Sykes.
Oh, good.
On Paris Hilton.
Wow. How can you screw up being rich? Girl, you're rich. That's all you have to do is just sit your ass down somewhere and be rich.
I love
then
her.
Here you go. Here is Al Sharpton and Snoop Dogg discussing Paris.
Oh,
but here's something interesting. You know Snoop Dogg, this thug rapper, right? He's gotten preferential treatment all day long, this guy. He's been arrested 11 times, 3 convictions, spent a year in jail. But these are violent things that he does, guns, drugs, assault, all of that. Now, this guy, by any measure, and he's got another trial coming up in September, this Snoop Dogg, should be in the penitentiary, and he's not because he's a rapper.
Well, I think that I can give you many rappers from Lil' Kim across the board that did go to jail and many felt unfair.
Lil' Kim had to push him.
I think that anybody...
He had to push him.
Well, but I think anybody should be treated the same as everybody. And that's my position here with the sheriff.
Then how come you aren't out there with Snoop Dogg? How come you... Snoop Dogg,
well,
you should have been all over that guy.
Bill, I don't think anybody snuck Snoop Dogg out of jail at 2 o'clock in the morning with the judge saying he can't be released.
And well, I'll give Al Sharpton for this.
Yeah.
At least he's doing as I had requested. He's being an ass and now speaking out on all topics, things that have to do nothing with race or anything else.
Yes.
Now Al Sharpton is standing up.
If there's a story in the headlines, he's going to be there.
He's there.
And you know, it's interesting. You've got two guys here. That if they were in the studio, it would be a little bit more of a match. You know, I think when you've got O'Reilly, a blowhard extraordinaire, with Al Sharpton, blowhard extraordinaire, it's a little advantage O'Reilly because he's in the studio.
He's got confidence.
Everyone's got a comment. Here's George Lopez on Paris Hilton.
Oh, great.
Now, I had to ask when you hear the whole Paris Hilton fuss. Now she's this controversy about the media fixation.
Right.
What did you think about
that? I think whenever you've had to work for something in your life and you see somebody who really has had everything handed to them, that there's part of you that wants to see that person, especially when they've broken the law, you know, prosecuted to the full extent. I don't think that I've ever had the luxury of having the police come and get me to take me to court. I was always supposed to just be there. So, you know, Neil, there's some
preparation.
You're
not much sympathy
treatment.
On the part of George Lopez.
$99 a day for a regular inmate, $1,100 for Paris Hilton, 800 of that flowers.
Okay.
I get George Lopez.
That's funny. Uh-huh. And I agree with what he had to say. Yeah. George Lopez, give me a break.
You have the blues?
But he does resemble a Muppet more and more. Every time you see George Lopez, the older he gets, the more he resembles a Muppet.
And we mentioned this earlier. It definitely bears repeating now in a little longer form. Okay. The David Chase from The Sopranos gave one interview to a newspaper in New Jersey from France. He's in France hiding from people who are mad about The Sopranos. Please stop with all of the theories that we're getting about how the guy who was the trucker at the bar stool was Phil's nephew. Please stop saying that when Bobby was on the boat that he said it goes to black. Please stop saying that we were seeing it from Tony's perspective and he was killed, because here is the absolute bottom line from David Chase.
David Chase vacationing in the south of France.
Pretty boy.
I was just thought I'd throw that in for people that already hate the guy.
Yeah.
And why you got to go there? You know what I mean?
No, because he just, it's like he's doing everything to piss people off.
France. You go to the one place in the world. I mean, he could go to Baghdad and people wouldn't be as mad.
Sure.
Right? Go to France.
South of France.
Go to France with your hot daughter.
Is his daughter hot? Really?
Oh, no, his daughter's the one that was in the show.
Remember Hunter?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hunter Chase.
Looks like him, except with hair.
All right. He went to France last week because he knew, quote, he was going to be Monday morning quarterbacked. He gave one interview to the Star Ledger of Newark, New Jersey. Here's some quotes. I don't think about a movie very much. I never say never. I'm not being coy. If something appeared that really made a good Sopranos movie and everybody wanted to do it, I would do it. He said he would leave it to fans to interpret the last scene for themselves.
Right.
Here's a quote. To those who are interested, I have no interest in explaining, defending, reinterpreting, or adding to what there is there. People get the impression that I'm trying to mess with them. That's not true. I'm trying to entertain. Anyone who wants to watch it, it's all there.
It's all there. And there he is.
It's all there.
It's all there.
Hey, hole.
How very condescending of you, David Chase. God.
Shut up!
I say, you know, to heck with him, to heck with his daughter, Hunter, to heck with his other a-hole son, Chevy.
And then he says, also, a problem with the movie is that he killed off so many characters.
No, but that, he could still have a movie.
If he made a movie, he would, again, it's his quote now, Mike, he considered a movie when you go back to 2006, a day that you didn't see, but then the kids would be older than they were then, and you would know that Tony didn't get killed.
I would start the movie. I was already, when they were talking about movies, as soon as they mentioned that, I was already writing screenplays for the Sopranos movie.
I know how you
and
do
you
that.
Open it up with the kitchen scene, and Tony's sitting there in his robe eating like ziti out of a tray. But Carm comes down, and she's like blind in one eye. And AJ's in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they're all talking about how Meadow was such a wonderful girl. They all got a hit except for Tony.
David Chase said, don't read anything into the fact that a guy in a members-only jacket went to the bathroom, which people thought was from The Godfather.
Very similar.
Don't look as far as the music and tension building and the screen going dark for 11 seconds.
Yeah, that's what he did to us.
How long it was.
He has no interest in explaining, defending, mm-hmm. reinterpreting, or adding to what is out there.
Yeah, he's all about the fact that this is art, and he throws it out, and it's interpreted the way it's interpreted. Because he considers himself a painter.
He wants to have some frog's legs.
Right. Yes.
He wants to talk about how easy it was for Germany to invade Hitler.
Wants to
invade France, for Hitler to invade France.
Right. He wants to sip good wine, eat foie gras, and, you know, pick lint out of his navel.
He wants to smell B.O., which you know is what France is all about.
Yeah. You guys were in Paris, right?
Yeah.
You know, is it smelly?
Smell like Rhea Perlman's hiney.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure because I've heard other people say that. It was a little smelly, right?
A little perfume then.
No kidding. It really was.
I've done Paris in the winter, and I've done Paris in the summer.
Yeah.
And it smells all year round. It's not a hot thing. It's just
smelly. Is it that kind of like a New Orleans-ish?
Like, exactly. Kind of... You know how that French Quarter warm smell of urine is?
Yeah, absolutely.
Remember we used to go to New York, and you walk down the street, and the smell would change? Sometimes it was like cinnamon.
And sometimes it wasn't good at all.
Sometimes it was like horse.
Right.
It's like that, but all at once.
Okay. All right.
Bath water, a little bit of smell of bath water.
All right.
There is something else from this New Jersey paper with David Chase saying that the one theory that he doesn't like is the one that's getting the most attention, says not true. The main theory that you were seeing things from Tony Soprano's view.
I never agreed with that. I didn't understand where that was coming from.
What David Chase said very specifically about that is that that's not the case because you're not looking at the scene from Tony's eyes.
No. No. If you were looking at it from Tony's face, you'd be looking at my handsome man and looking down at a plate of onion rings.
Right.
That's all it would be about.
Yeah, okay. So that's
all the big fuss about.
He says if you look at it, it's all there. That bothers me.
See? Yeah. Okay. You know doesn't want to explain, but he has to do that because he's a little stained. He really is. David Chase is a little stained.
I think so.
And I'm madder at him today than I was yesterday.
I agree.
Here is the difference. It all gets down to little brains. Let me explain to you folks once again. I hate to pull the curtain behind the curtain. I'll do it one more time. Earlier today when that guy called to bust my balls, I tried to explain a real part about radio, that I was saying something that I knew wasn't tremendously funny, but people will be interested in it or not, or they can relate to it.
Right. It's relatable. That's what it really is. It's relatable.
That was the point.
Right.
Hold on, now I forgot what we were going to talk about.
You're talking about David Chase. You're tying this into David Chase. You said you want to pull back the curtain.
Little brains.
Yes. Oh, little brain. Uh-huh. Right. Oh, okay. Thank you very much. I use the phrase little brain. I stole it from the Albert Brooks movie, Defending Your Life. It's when Albert Brooks goes to heaven and they say to him, everybody on earth uses 1% of their brain. And people in heaven call people on earth the little brains.
Little brains.
Now, here was my point, my long-winded point. We call our listeners little brains, and we say, and maybe we don't say it enough, we consider ourselves to be little brains as well,
sure.
No matter how sanctimonious we may come off on the radio. This guy, David Chase, really does think that the people that watch the show have brains the size of peanuts.
There's the difference.
He really, truly does.
He does, mm-hmm. and I'll tell you something about David Chase. I don't disagree with him. Because I'm one of those people that has the little brain that watches the show. But I don't need a guy, you know, flaunting that in my face because I don't think he is so superior that he can do that.
What is the big F you today is what Buzz was just alluding to is kind of the point I was trying to make is that even today he's saying, basically, hey, stupid, the answer's there.
Yeah, they're all there. Figure out my elaborate puzzle. One of the things I said to Carla, and the night I was watching it before the end of the scene, before they so abruptly cut it off, I said, there is a lot going on here.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes open because there was at one point, I don't know if anybody even mentioned this, did you guys see what I thought to be Phil Leotardo in the back in the background at the diner when they were sitting there?
No.
It was a guy with snow white hair, the guy that looked very similar. You only saw him from the back.
Have to look again.
But it had a Phil Leotardo look to it. Huh. And I think if you went back, here's what he's doing. I think what he's doing, everybody's reacting right now to the end of the scene where he cut us off. What nobody is saying, maybe he's saying to us, it's all there.
Now, Mike, hold on. Here's another quote now. Okay. I got the whole article. No one's trying to be audacious. Honest to God, I did what I thought we had to do. No one was trying to blow people's minds or thinking, wow, this will piss them off. People get that impression you're trying to screw with them, and it's not true. You're trying to entertain them.
And I think right now, this is the first time I'm going to throw this theory out here. Mm-hmm. If you, because nobody's going to want to do that. A lot of people erased it in anger.
I did.
But if you go back and look at that last scene, there's just it just seemed to me it's one of those scenes like I would see in some of the film classes I had where go back and look at it because there's all this stuff going on. Directors traditionally from Alfred Hitchcock,
yeah, but he's
to
not
Scorsese,
Fellini. He's not Fellini. He's
but
a TV
I know he's,
guy.
But I know well no he's a movie. He's made some movies.
Yeah, yeah,
too.
But he's a TV guy now. He's doing TV.
But they all do the little thing. Martin Scorsese with his mom and dad in the movies.
Right.
Alfred Hitchcock, who had to always be in a scene. And I think I got the impression when I was looking specifically at that diner scene, there was a lot that you had to look at outside of Tony and the booth. There was a lot of background and not the guys they wanted you to look at.
Right.
Not the guy in the members only jacket.
Right.
Not the truck driver. Everything
but
going
Mike,
on.
Aren't you like me? I don't want to play Where's Waldo on the last episode of The Sopranos.
I know, and I don't either.
Freeze the screen.
I would have rather had it there because I want to be entertained like that. But there is, I believe if you went back and looked at it, there is stuff that when he and then when he says, what I think he's doing here is he's giving us another little clue, say, it's all there,
uh-huh.
Where you might get some interesting theories if you go back and watch it.
Here's
again.
One last thing about The Sopranos. The ratings on Sunday night.
Yes, yes, please.
They had to be pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm. You'd think?
Do you think, which do you think got a higher rating? The Sopranos or Game 2 of the NBA Finals, which was on at the same time?
Sopranos. Well, no, you're talking about cable and you're talking about over-the-air television.
Yeah.
It had to be the NBA.
I'd say NBA.
It's a tie.
Wow.
It's a tie. 8 million people each.
That's all. See, I forget how low those ratings are for cable. If it was a network show, The Sopranos would have been.
Yeah.
I mean, what was the last of the. How many people watched the last episode of the of American Idol?
Like 45 million, something like that. Some
sure
crazy
was,
number like that.
That sure was free, though. It sure was free.
Free.
All right. Well, that's the latest from David Chase, who's on a hotel balcony somewhere in France.
Smelling urine.
God, what a pussy. Can you picture that? We must go to France.
We will hide in the south of France where all the little brains protest my ending of the movie.
Oh, you know we have time for?
What?
Fantastic. Matt, our gay intern, and the gay pride parade.
Oh, yeah. We haven't even gotten to all of that.
Yeah, we'll do that. We come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.